Got to welcome in the KMC Sports Zone on this Wednesday night, first show of the new year right here on Mix 94.7 KMC. It's John Swisher along with you. We have many coaches to get to tonight. We'll start off the program, as we always do, with Jamie Vasky and a look at West Delaware Wrestling with the boys head coach Jeff Foss and on the girls' side, Dale Meyer. As we do that to start the program, then I'll have several area boys and girls basketball coaches right here on the KMC Sports Zone on a Wednesday night on Mix 94.7 KMCH.
For fan food, not fast food, visit your after-game headquarters, Manchester Dairy Queen. It's quick, it's easy, and your family will love it. Manchester Dairy Queen.
Ed Mormon, your American Family Insurance agent in Manchester, is looking out for what matters to you, even when there's nothing wrong. Give Tad a call today for all your insurance questions.
American Family Insurance, Tad Mormon, agent, 106 East Main Street in Manchester.
Eastern Iowa's Variety Station, Mix 94.7 KMCH.
Welcome back into the KMCH Sports Zone here on this Wednesday evening. Jamie Vasky along with you, and joining me is West Delaware Wrestling coach Jeff Foss, as his team coming out of the Christmas break with a 9-2 dual meet record, as finishing up before last time we talked to you, you guys were getting ready for the Battle of Waterloo. As in that Battle of Waterloo, you went 5-1 in that tournament, that only loss coming in the semifinals of the pool on Friday against Don Bosco, which was a 2-point loss for you guys. Other than that, a very impressive showing at the Battle of Waterloo, defeating Waterloo West, Independence, Nashua Plainfield, Lake Mills, and Ankeny. So coupling that with the dual meets that you guys had that Thursday night with Marion and Mount Vernon, the kids really finished strong to end that 2023 portion of the schedule.
Yeah, I was you know, we knew it was going to be a pretty tough stretch, you know, with Mount Vernon on Thursday night, and then the teams we were going to face at the Battle of Waterloo. And, you know, the boys were real resilient. You know, they didn't win all their matches individually, but they came back the next match for their team. And we were just, you know, it was a Saturday. Saturday is always a fun day at the Battle of Waterloo because everybody's pretty well evenly matched. And we met for just a little roll around that Saturday morning, and you know, the whole emphasis was we got to battle for each other, and you know, for bonus points, not giving them up and getting them, and just giving your best effort. And I was real proud of how the guys came together that Saturday at the Battle of Waterloo and really, you know, gave their all, not just for themselves but for their teammates, and finish that first part of the season off on a real good note.
As I'm joined by West Delaware Wrestling coach Jeff Foss here on the KMC Sports Zone. You know, you never like to lose a duel, but really you always talk about how later in these tournaments, individual tournaments, you're wrestling someone that you're pretty equal with. And that can be said the same about dual meet tournaments. And we saw that in the Battle of Waterloo. You didn't want to lose to Don Bosco in the semifinals, but getting in that third place bracket, you know, on Saturday might have been a real good thing for you guys, especially down the road when you talk about dual team rankings. You know, rankings, you still got to wrestle and they don't mean a lot. However, it allowed you to wrestle three teams that you were pretty even with, and the scores don't show it against Nashua Plainfield, Lake Mills, and Ankeny in the total score, but those were some really good duels up until the last four or five matches of each one of them.
Yeah, I mean, I had gone through and penciled you know, the matches out, and just to kind of give us an idea of, you know, what if we could make some shifts or this or that, and it's, yeah, on paper they were one match duels, and you know, the Nashua duel, we made a move which I think helped us get through them, and then we won some big matches in that duel as well that helped us win that duel, and I think that just really helped us get some momentum going into the final two. And because I think Lake Mills, you know, all three of those teams were ranked in the top, you know, top of their classes. And so it was real good how we gained momentum as that day took off on Saturday. And, you know, there's years where that hasn't happened. So I was real proud of the kids' resiliency and able to battle back and just get ready for the next match.
And it hasn't happened a lot, but always good to see. Only the fourth meeting all time between you and Coach Frost over there at Nashua Plainfield. I'm sure it's always a pleasure for you to get together with him and to settle it on the mat again.
It is. He put me through some torturous workouts back in the day when he was my college coach, and it's always fun to compete against Al, and you know he's going to have a great team every year, and so to beat him was a good accomplishment for the kids.
Well, you get into the holiday break, and it's kind of a time to kind of reflect on that first half of the season, and really, once the season gets going, there's not, you know, you've got Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday might be a little lighter practice, and then by Friday, you're getting ready for a tournament on Saturday, so really, just a time for you to go back through those notes that you guys are taking in those first few weeks of the season, and really putting that to work in the practice room. And how did the Christmas break go for you guys?
It was good. We, you know, unfortunately we had some kids get sick and that's par for this time of the year. But, we focused on situations and, we're really trying to develop that mental game a little bit on, you know, what it takes to, you know, to really beat the best guys that they might face. And the kids responded really, really well. Our first two practices back were, you know, they were pretty tough. And, you know, we finished up here on Tuesday with a real good one again, and now it'll be good to get in the routine of a dual, you know, a normal week, you might say. But I think you know, conditioning wise, our kids seemed like they were in really good shape at the end of the Battle of Waterloo, and hopefully we built that up a little bit over break, and then just fine tuning some things. You know, our kind of motto this year is to under teach and over drill. So as far as adding new things, we really didn't add a whole lot of new technique. We're just trying to refine what we're doing and get really as good as we can at it here, before we head into the postseason, which it's crazy. Once you start wrestling after Christmas, it's upon you before you know it. So, it was a good break to you know, get the kids away from wrestling for a while as well, and then come back and focus on details.
Yeah, in case anyone's wondering, the WOMAC tournament's in 4 weeks is all it did. As I'm joined by West Delaware head coach Jeff Voss. Well, start back into competition tomorrow night as you guys welcome in Williamsburg and Vinton Shelsburg. Vint Shelsburg kind of still trying to come back to what the Vinton Shelsburg was of several years ago, but Williamsburg and Coach Eckenrod down there, always a tough test.
Yeah, they are. It's I love the way our schedule's set up. You know, starting right out of the gate, we'll have a good dual meet and a great tournament on Saturday, and that's what our kids need coming back after break. And Williamsburg traditionally is a state dual team, and I was talking to the kids at practice. You know, when a school reaches the state football semifinals or finals, it takes their football guys that wrestle a little while to get adjusted to wrestling. You know, I know Williamsburg went through that a little bit with a lot of their kids this season. But it always seemed like by Christmas time, our guys were ready to recharge and get ready for wrestling. I know we'll get Williamsburg's best effort. And it'll be a tough test for us on Thursday night. And Vinton's got, you know, they got a handful of good individuals that we saw at Southwind, and we beat some of them, and some of them beat us. So it'll be good to, you know, we're a different wrestler than we were when we wrestled them the first time. So I'm excited to, you know, see some of those rematches if we possibly get them, and it should be a good night of wrestling.
And then things don't get any easier Saturday, and get to stay just as competitive at that Jerry Eckenrod Invitational down at Benton Community. Always a tough tournament down there. Some of the best kids in the state. You know, Davenport Assumption always has a lot of good kids. Benton Community's got some good kids. You saw them at the Bob Murphy. Centerville, Dallas Center, Grimes, Don Bosco, Independence, North Lynn, Union. You'll see Vinton Shelsburg again, Waukee Northwest, West Liberty, and Williamsburg. So always a great Saturday of competition. And there's no rounds off, as you always allude to at this tournament.
Yeah, it's... it's crazy to look back after, you know, the season's over and you look at the tournaments that we were in, and you know, you're going to see kids that maybe didn't place at Benton Community that are state qualifiers, or you're going to see kids that place at Benton and place high, you know, higher at the state tournament than they did at the Benton Community tournament. It's that tough of a tournament. So just another great opportunity for our kids to compete against some really good wrestlers, and then use that as feedback, you know, moving forward to get better.
And before we go off the air here, tomorrow night, we mentioned that home duel. Bob Murphy going to be recognized for his years of service in the world of high school wrestling as well.
Yeah, I was. It's going to be a fun night. You know, it's going to be senior night. So we're going to honor our seniors and their parents, wrestlers, administrative assistants, cheerleaders for the boys and the girls. And then Bob Murphy, our longtime athletic director back in the day, he was recognized at our state convention getting into the National Hall of Fame. And Jim Miller contacted me before Christmas break, and they're trying to recognize these honorees in front of their home crowd, you know, in their communities. And Kenny Essling, who was a West Delaware grad back in the 60s, I believe, is going to come back. He's on the Hall of Fame committee, and he's going to be there with Coach Miller, and we're going to present Murph his plaque again, and the jacket that he gets from the National Hall of Fame. And it'll be a great way to recognize him for all the hard work that he's done for wrestling in our community.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time here tonight, and best of luck tomorrow night against Williamsburg and Vinton Shelsburg.
Well, it's good to hear your voice again, Jamie, and hopefully Santa was good for you and brought you some toys and little goodies. So we look forward to getting things started again.
That's why you have kids, so you can play with their toys, right?
Right.
West Delaware head coach Jeff Voss with us here on the KMCH Sports Zone. Take a break and come back with more right after this. You're listening to it on Mix 94.7 KMCH.
Hauser's Water Systems in Manchester has been providing Eastern Iowa with industry-leading water treatment, both residential and commercial, since 1949. We'd like to wish all area athletes and coaches the best of luck this season, and a sincere thank you for the support over the years.
Make sure to pick up a copy of the Delaware County Factbook, brought to you by the Independence Bulletin Journal and Shopper's Reminder, available at KMCH in Manchester.
And welcome back into the KMCH Sports Zone. Jamie Vasky, glad to have you along on this Wednesday night. As joining me is West Delaware girls wrestling coach Dale Meyer, as his team getting ready to come out of the holiday break and get ready for a triangular tomorrow night. Coach, first off, we haven't had a chance to talk to you since the Battle of Waterloo, where you guys went 2-3 at the Battle of Waterloo. Is your season record now sitting at 4-4. How was the holiday break for the girls, and what did you take out of it, and what did you see over the Christmas break?
Well, actually, after we got done at the Battle of Waterloo, the following week we wrestled over at East Buchanan, and we had 6 duels there.
Oh.
So we went 3-3 over there, and we lost to East Buchanan. We were kind of shorthanded that night. We had some girls for a while there, and then they had to leave for a concert thing. So we wrestled them last, but we wrestled Southeast Polk first round and only lost by a couple points to them, and then they won the whole thing. They beat East Buchanan, they beat Vinton Shelsburg. It's a pretty good team. So those are the 3 teams we lost to: East Buchanan, Vinton Shelsburg, and Southeast Polk, all ranked teams. And then we beat Cascade, and we beat Waterloo East, and you know, we did all right over there. They wrestled pretty well. We learned a lot over the break. The kids, we worked on a lot of things that we really need to spend time on and work on, and hopefully that'll pay dividends coming up here in the next couple of weeks as we run into our WOMAC schedule, the meat of our WOMAC schedule.
So I'm joined by West Delaware girls coach Dale Meyer here on the KMCH Sports Zone. Kind of taking advantage, you know, the girls kind of got rushed into things a little bit. You guys started a couple weeks before the boys did, and then really your competition kind of kicked off from there with tournaments and dual meets. So kind of a nice chance to take a step back. You know, these girls are in their second year of competing. Take a look at what some things you may have picked up in the first half of the season and really work with them during that break. Has got to be quality instructional time for you guys.
Yeah, we really spent a lot of time trying to polish up things we already do well. And then we spent a lot of time working on our bottom wrestling. You know, we spent time on all areas, but that probably is an area we spent the most amount of time on. And I'm hoping that, you know, girls wrestling, there's a lot of pins that are involved. We're just trying to get them moving a lot more in the bottom and getting out so that we can get back to our feet where we're more comfortable or on top. And that's probably the biggest focus we've had, but just trying to continue to improve every practice and every time out, and the end result hopefully will take care of itself.
I'm joined by West Delaware girls coach Dale Meyer here. Well, tomorrow night, competition gets back underway for you guys as you'll be in the Seedorf Gymnasium as you'll take on Vint Schelsberg and Williamsburg. First chance to see the girls in dual meet action at home, so an opportunity for the girls to wrestle in front of the home crowd.
That'll be a challenge for sure. Hopefully the girls will enjoy that environment because we don't get to see that very often this year. So the home meet, we got to be thankful for that opportunity. And so we're going to see two really tough teams with Williamsburg and Van Schelsberg. We've already seen them a couple times. So time to see how much growth we've made over the course of the last few weeks.
And then, of course, Monday night, before we get a chance to talk to you again, you're going to welcome in 2012 West Delaware graduate Patrick Woods, as he's the head girls wrestling coach at Marion. And the Marion Wolves are going to come to the Seedorf Gymnasium as well next Monday night. So another opportunity to get out there and get more mat time for these girls.
Right. I'm thankful we were able to get that set up with them, because when we went into the Battle Waterloo, unfortunately, we lost that meet with Marion. And so now we were able to schedule that. They had a hole in their schedule. We had one in ours. So Patrick was excited to come over to Manchester, and we're glad to have him back. And we're going to be pumped to get up in that old upper gym and under the hot mat lamp, and it'll be fun.
All right, Coach. Well, I appreciate your time. Happy New Year to you, and best of luck tomorrow night as you guys host Williamsburg and Vint Schelsberg.
Thank you, Jamie.
As West Delaware girls wrestling coach Dale Meyer here on the KMCH Sports Zone. Take a break and come back with more right after this. You're listening to it from KMCH Sports.
Farmers Savings Bank proudly supports all area athletes and their coaching staff. For all your banking needs, visit them in Coolsburg, Elkport, Garber, Strawberry Point, or Arlington. Or visit them online at farmersavingsbank.com. Member FDIC.
Trivet Associates was founded in 1979 on the commitment to providing exceptional veterinary medicine to livestock and pets in eastern Iowa. Our doctors are dedicated to bringing the latest medical advances to our patients in a friendly, common sense atmosphere. Visit us anytime in Dyersville or Farley.
Mix 94.7 KMCH.
KMCH Sports Zone here on a Wednesday night continues on. We bring in West Delaware girls head coach Brad Rubina. His team is now 6-5 after a win to start the new year last night. Coach, we go back to that game before the Christmas break with Jessup beating the Jayhawks 50-34, a first-ranked opponent win, first non-conference win at that time on the road. So good to go into break with that momentum after beating Jessup 50-34.
Yeah, that was a very physical and trying game for us. I think both teams, we were both in foul troubles, and it was really good to see some of the other girls step up and pick things up for the team, as we had a little trouble with Brooke and Josie staying in the game, but it was really nice to see the other girls step up.
Indeed, battling through that adversity with foul trouble, at times it's needed, and it's good to see those other girls getting it done for sure. And then you go into your holiday break, able to get a great scrimmage against Monticello and Linmar and North Lynn. Welcome in the Seedorf Gymnasium last Friday. So very good coach teams and good teams to scrimmage against to help yourselves try to improve, which is the name of the game heading into the second half of the year.
Yeah, that Christmas break is such a long break. It's good for all of us to spend some time with the family, but sometimes we take a couple steps backwards, and so we brought in those teams some quality competition to try to knock some rust off before we got back into the swing.
And then getting back into things, last night, 56-33 win over Beckman Catholic as your team came out pretty well. Beckman Catholic fought back and made it a four-point game at halftime, but your team was able to roll to that to win in that fourth quarter as you pretty much dominated, able to get that 23-point win last night over the Blazers.
Yeah, I thought I was really pleased with the way the team played as a whole. We had, Brooke had a really nice game, but it all started with the 20 assists that the team had. So we, in the second quarter there, we didn't necessarily get the shots to fall like we would have liked, but boy, did we kind of stuck with the game plan and rolled that second half.
No doubt about it. You talked about the game that Brooke had, 32 points, her career high, a first triple-double. So just she couldn't do much wrong last night, and Beckman Catholic could not find an answer for her. And it's fun to see a night like that. But, yeah, it takes everybody else involved of sharing the ball and doing a nice job. But she was able to finish a lot last night around the rim.
She did, and she's really good at the line, so she gets an opportunity there as well. We often talk to the girls about, moving and keeping the ball moving and how that opens things up for her and the rest of the team, really. So that's one of our focal points always.
Indeed. Getting ready for the number two team in Class 4A now, Clear Creek Amana, coming up on Friday night as you take the trip down. Still a team that's undefeated. Coach P.J. McSweeney and company as getting ready for this Clipper squad.
Yeah, they're a really quality opponent. They've got, I think they might have only had one or two seniors that they lost off that team, but all of their major contributors are back. And the sophomore that played a bit last year is just lighting things up, so we're really going to have our hands full.
Indeed, taking the trip down to Tiffin on Friday night. I'll be there. I'll have radio coverage on Friday night for West Delaware girls basketball. Coach, until then, have a good couple days getting ready for it. We'll see you Friday night. Thanks for your time, as always.
Yeah, thank you, John. We'll see you Friday.
Absolutely. Brad Wubin, head coach of the West Delaware girls basketball team here on the program. As we move forward, more coaches to get to on a Wednesday night right here from KMCH Sports.
Do you need life insurance? No matter your stage in life or your expenses, having life insurance in place to protect your family is a smart move. Don't spend time wondering. Contact me, Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Randy Mahoney in Manchester, to learn more today. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Bi-County Disposal specializes in commercial and construction disposal needs. They have a variety of containers available from 2 to 30 cubic yards. Whatever it takes, Bi-County Disposal in Dyersville, serving Dubuque and Delaware counties.
Eastern Iowa's Variety Station, Mix 94.7 KMCH.
We continue along on this Wednesday night, first of the new year. Happy New Year to you from the KMCH Sports Zone. John Swisher along with you as we bring in another one of our head coaches, Brian Wheatley, head coach of the Northland girls at 9-1, the number one team in Class 1A. As the Lynx going into the break, we saw Coach Wheatley and company at Maquoketa Valley on that 19th day of December. Their last game winning 79-52. So going out of the old year of 2023, playing pretty good basketball as with that 9-1 record going into the break, Coach. You and Coach Gadkin, never satisfied, so to speak, but pleased with how the first part of the season has gone for the most part, huh?
Yeah, I think you hit it on the head there. You know, we're happy with where we're at, but far from satisfied. And I we talked to the kids right before break and kind of throughout the break too. Like we still feel like our best basketball is ahead of us and has to be ahead of us. You know, if we want to achieve some of the things we're hoping to achieve this year. So obviously we're off to a pretty good start record wise and things like that, but. We really don't focus on that. We know we got some tough games coming up, and we know we have plenty of things we still have to get better at. So That's been our focus over break, and will continue to be that here the last month or two of the season.
Another one of the focuses for your break, of course, continue to improve, continue to work on things, rest, have some team bonding time, I'm sure, as you want those girls to enjoy their family time as well, but then get back after it. And you were able to do that last Friday up here in Manchester as Coach Wubina and West Delaware hosting a little scrimmage with you, Monticello, Linmar, and the Hawks, so four pretty good teams trying to get better.
Yeah, and I thought, you know, we really appreciate those guys having us up there a second year in a row. I think we've gone up to West Delaware there, and I thought it was really good for us, you know, play against three really good teams, and each team played a little bit different style of basketball and presented some different challenges. So just thought that was a really nice way for us to kind of break up, you know, that those 4, 5, 6 days of practice or whatever over break. And you know, I think we saw some things there that we really liked, and hopefully things that we can continue to build on here in the second half of the year.
And you started your second half in the new year last night, traveling up to Starmont, taking down the Stars 86-21 as we talk about this game and the first time out in the new year.
Yeah, you know, Starmont's, you know, they're rebuilding a little bit. I think they were down to 6 kids last night, had a couple kids sick or gone or whatever, and you know, just kind of a tough deal there. But, you know, we got out to a pretty good start at half, and Starmont does not have a JV team. So I think we played our regulars for about 3-4 minutes in the third quarter, and then just decided to let our JV kids roll the rest of the way. So which was good for them. They got a nice run last night and got them some experience. So you know, it's just kind of one of those deals. We had a few more horses last night than Starmont did. So it was nice to be able to get everybody in the game a little bit, and had several different kids able to get on the scoreboard. And, for us, you know, now we got to shift our attention to Friday night. We got a big one coming up with Calvin Sweetland. So
talk about this Cal Wheat team, another team that has had a great start to the year so far. I believe 9-1 as well, around the same record. They're getting some attention, and a team that you knew that would get better with some of the younger kids they've had the last few years.
Yeah, they're actually they're undefeated right now. They're 10-0 heading into break. You know, leading that side of the league, and they've kind of rolled through everybody on that east side. We did end up playing them twice last year, once in the regular season, and then I believe it was a regional semifinal. So we're fairly familiar with them. You know, they had a real nice season last year. I think they won 17-18 games last year and bring basically everybody back. So, you know, they're ranked 7th in the state, and, you know, they're going to be out to prove they belong and stuff like that. So we're going to have to be ready. It's a long road trip, and it's certainly not a team that we can afford to overlook. So I think this will be good for us. We got, you know, them coming up, and then looking down the road the second time through our side of the conference is not going to be easy. So month of January is really going to test us and see where we're at. And hopefully we can continue to improve on some of the little things that we're working on and see where we're sitting at the end of the month here.
Indeed. All right. Best of luck. We will catch up again next week. And thanks for your time. Have a good weekend, Coach.
All right. You too. Thanks, Wish.
You bet. Brian Wheatley, head coach of the Northland Lynx girls, number one team in class 1A, as we continue along with KMCH Sports Zone right here on this Wednesday night from KMCH Sports.
Edgewood Feed Mill Construction is a general contractor and will assist you with the construction of your livestock facility, start to finish. For more information on Edgewood Feed Mill Construction, contact Steve Harris at 563-920-7835.
For the best selection of Chevy and GMCs in the area, see Bob Steven Motors in Manchester. We offer straightforward pricing and carry a low overhead, so we can pass those savings on to you. We also take care of you after the sale and offer a state-of-the-art service department with ASE-trained technicians. For a full list of our inventory, visit us on the web at bobstevenmotors.com.
The Manchester Press is your community newspaper. Check out the sports section for game stats and photos of area players and game highlights. The Manchester Press, serving the area for over 130 years.
Eastern Iowa's variety station, Mix 94.7 KMCH.
Back in KMC Sports Zone on this Wednesday night, first edition of the show in the new year. John Swisher back with you. Head coach of the Northland Boys, Mike Hilmer, joins me on the program as the Lynx are 10-0, 7-0 in the TRC as they rounded out. We last saw Coach Hilmer and company on that 19th day of December in Delhi as they took down the Wildcats as with that win over Maquoketa Valley, score of 61-45, as Northland ended the 2023 half with their win over Waco. As coach, we go back to that game. Great night honoring your dad, Bob Hilmer, winning as coach in Iowa boys basketball history and a long time at Waco. So great to see a lot of familiar faces for your dad. And I know you knew most of them too. So a great night to honor coach Bob Hilmer.
Yeah, it was a fun night. And, you know, he got to see a lot of people and he's been not to as many games and stuff since he retired. So it was really good for him to see some of those people and parents and things like that. It was a really good ball game to watch too. So turned out to be, you know, a great night all the way around. And, you know, it was kind of neat to see. I didn't realize until I was there that there were six different guys from one of the teams that he coached, all coaching, and some at Waco and some at neighboring schools. So it was kind of neat to see a little bit of a coaching tree there too that came from that team that he had that went to the state tournament a few years back.
That's tremendous. And just the impact he's had and the amount of, when you look at it, I love talking to your dad about reminiscing and old stories of games and just the amount of people he's met, for one, and the games that he's been involved when you talk of all the wins, but all those other things, when you really reflect on it, it's just a tremendous career.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. You know, we were talking about it, you know, we had a little talk before the game where their AD talked and I got to talk a little bit, and just, you know, any more, there's never going to be these guys that put in, you know, his 57 years of coaching, which is insane. And, you know, having a wife that puts up with 57 years of coaching too, is just as, it's hard to believe. So just kind of a joint effort by my mom and dad, and you know, real proud of the fact that they've accomplished all they have, you know, wins and losses wise. But, you know, as you know, it's more about the relationships he's built and the impact he's had on kids' lives and things like that. And it was pretty evident, you know, there that he has meant a lot to a lot of people.
Indeed. And you're well on your way. You've got, what, 25 years to go to get there? Right? Just 25 or so.
I don't know. My wife's been sending me to the eye doctor and the heart doctor.
Exactly.
And I go,
you're getting rejuvenated.
Procedure done, so
you're getting rejuvenated, ready for the next 25.
Exactly. I told her if I'm not going, if she has any question about my hearing, I'm not going because I'm afraid they're going to amputate one of my ears. So,
As we talk about this game, it was a closer game, but your team was able to pull it out 56-42 to stay undefeated. Talk about how this game went down in Wayland that night on the 21st.
Yeah, it was really similar, honestly, to the Mack Valley game. It was kind of a nice way to put those two games together. It wasn't planned that way, obviously. But, you know, with Mack Valley, we had a 19-point lead, and it looked like we were going to put the game away, and Mack Valley did a nice job coming back. And, you know, their big guys did some damage on that comeback a little bit. And, you know, we were never in danger of losing it, but yet we could never put it really away either. And that was the same thing with Waco. Waco had two really big post players that worked well together and a couple of really nice guards. So got to play back-to-back teams that were, you know, gave us a challenge and were good teams and well-coached. And it was one of those deals too. I think we got up 19 against them as well to start the fourth quarter. Yeah, it was 47-28. And I can't remember exactly what happened, but I remember they hit a basket and we made a silly mistake and they hit another basket, and all of a sudden when you're trying to put it away from 19, trying to get it in the 20s, it was down to 13 right away. So two good tests for us. So those are the type of games we need to be in to kind of keep our composure and realize that, you know, not every game's going to just be an easy one.
And then heading into the holiday break, you've been through this many years. Do you have a set routine, or is it changed because of the schedule, the kids? How do you go about your break, and if you throw in a scrimmage or not?
Yeah, you know, we used to scrimmage all the time, and what we found was, you know, anymore teams don't want to just scrimmage one-on-one. They want to have three or four teams there and kind of rotate. And we found with our style, you know, of play where we press and get after it and stuff like that. It's very hard to play, you know, a half hour against one team, take a 5 minute break, go another half hour, take a break, another half hour. And obviously those things aren't ref like a real game. So there's a lot less downtime. You know, there's not as many free throws and things like that. So we kind of just use the break to improve on our own stuff and try to figure out what we need to do to get better. And this year especially, I thought it was really, really good for us. We sort of patched up some things on our press that I thought, you know, we needed to work on. And then also in our half-court offense, I thought we became a lot better. So was impressed with the kids coming ready to work and improve. And, you know, we'll see here now with some tough games coming up whether that paid off or not.
Indeed. As last night, you started up the new year, traveling up to Starmont, taking down the Stars 84-17, as we talk about how your kids came out of the break and played on the road for your first game of the new year.
Yeah, I was pleased with our kids. We've kind of been trying to get some consistency and being ready to play no matter who our opponent is. We've had a little bit of problem with that here and there, and just measuring how we play, not by the score, but how we perform. So, you know, we've tried to kind of promise them if they come out and play hard, we'll let them play hard for a half. And then, you know, in the second half, obviously we don't want to run up the score or embarrass anybody on certain nights. So they came out, played really, really well, had a great first quarter, really ran the press exactly how we've been working on it, trying to iron out some holes that we had. And I thought they did a really good job. And all eight guys that were rotating in, you know, showed the energy and played hard. So I was very impressed with the way that we played and came out of the gate, and especially down on the road, down at Starmont.
Indeed. And staying focused and staying in games and not hearing the noise, and you've been through this before, and it just keeps on recycling with the players that you have. Remember, play your game, play your speed, play your style, no matter who you're playing. Go out there and play the best of your ability. That's been your mantra, and you and Griff have impressed upon your kids for years now.
Yeah, and, you know, we really feel like this group has really bought into it, and you know, we try not to, there's a fine line between, you know, doing everything you want to do and, you know, what's the score differential and stuff like that. So we try to impress upon the kids that we want to show good sportsmanship. You know, we don't want to run the score up, but we also have to realize that at some point we're going to have to play four quarters of our style of basketball to win a game, as was seen a few times last year and the years before. So we got to get them in shape. We got to let them play our style and we got to do our thing, you know, to a certain degree as well. So I think we found a pretty good balance with that. And I think other teams and coaches understand, you know, what we're trying to do and what we're, you know, and when we're letting up and stuff. And so I felt like it was a pretty good balance last night. And like you said, the kids came out and we didn't look at records. We didn't look at anything like that. We wanted to perform to our best of our ability. And I thought, honestly, in the first half, we did a great job of that.
Next up Friday night, a 6-3 Kalamazoo Wheatland team. They're 4-2 on the east side of the TRC. What do you see in the Warriors?
Yeah, they're good. Coach Rickles always does a really good job with those guys. They're pretty much guard oriented. They got, you know, they got one big that comes in and plays quite a bit, but for the most part, the other six are just kind of like we are, you know, shorter guards and perimeter type players. And they get after it. They've been doing a lot more pressing this year than years past. Kind of similar, honestly, to what we do. I noticed they're pressing on a miss once in a while here and there too. So it'll be one of those deals where we're kind of seeing what we see every day in practice, and we're going to have to handle the basketball and handle the runs that come with it. They're definitely a quality ball club. They've played really, really well with Marquette when they played. So and some of their other scores that are pretty comparable too on how well they're playing. So It'll be a challenge up there for sure, and hopefully we're ready and we can play as well as we played, you know, Tuesday night.
Indeed. All right, best of luck, and have a great week. We'll talk to you next week to recap and preview. Thanks for your time, as always, Coach.
Okay, thanks a lot, John. Appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Mike Hilmer, head coach of the Northland Boys, here on the program as we get to more coaches coming up. This is the KMCH Sports Zone, a new year of it right here from KMCH Sports.
At Talke Motors, we believe in a gentler, simpler way of doing business. Check out our large selection of new and pre-owned vehicles, as well as great incentives at TalkeMotors.com. If you are looking for a new pre-owned vehicle or service on your current vehicle, come to Talke Motors, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram on 9th Street in Dyersville.
Sherman's Implement wants to thank all area farmers. Stop into Sherman's Implement in Monticello and Dyersville today. They're your local Case IH, Kuhn, Krause, Bush Hog, Unver Firth, and Meyer dealer. That's Sherman's Implement in Monticello and Dyersville. Built in red power.
The Pizza Place on Lake Delhi. Great pizza and sandwiches. Check out Facebook for the menu, weekly specials, and the pizza of the month. Dine in or carry out. Food, drinks, and fun.
Eastern Iowa's Variety Station, Mix 94.7 KMCH.
Back into the KMCH Sports Zone here on this Wednesday night, 6:46 now, as we roll along and make our way through the first edition of the new year here from KMCH Sports, as connecting with our coverage area basketball players after Jamie started the show with wrestling flavor with Coach Voss and Coach Meyer. Right now, it's time for Maquoketa Valley basketball. First boys coach Eric Connor, and on the way, Scott Monk on the girls' side, as the Mack Valley boys 6-2 overall, 5-1 in conference play. As Coach, we last talked on that 19th day of December, you played North Lynn, as battled the Lynx 61-45, hung around and pushed the Lynx, did some good things, and put a little scare in the Lynx towards the second half of that game. So continuing to get better with this team, the name of the game here.
Yeah, absolutely. Like you said, we saw some really good things in that North Lynn game, and we were just hoping to be able to respond in our next game and build off of the good things that we did. And, you know, knowing as good of a team as North Lynn has been, you know, just trying to maybe not necessarily settle for a mental victory, but, you know, just really try to build off of what we did in that game and what we were able to, continue to try to do heading into break.
Indeed, and you got good momentum that two nights later. You had a makeup game with Springville from the week before at home, 67-50, taking down the Orioles, so good to go out on the old year with a good victory at home.
Yep, McShane had a huge night for us. Springville's good. Springville's got some good guards. They're well coached. They might not be as, talented skill-wise in 1 through 7 that they play, but they're well coached. They know what to do, and they play really aggressively. So it was a good challenge for us, heading into break. But McShane played huge. I think he ended up with 29. Cody Hager had another big night for us. Just saw, we're going to have an advantage in the post with most of the teams we see with both of those guys, and we've known that coming into the year. So our guards did a really nice job of getting them the ball, and making adjustments off of that when we needed to. But it was really nice going into break, playing as well as we did. Probably our most complete game of the year, outside of maybe having a little bit of a slow start in the first quarter. But we put it together in the fourth quarter. Had a really good third and fourth quarter, really, just to pull away from Springville and end up with a good victory going into break, like we said.
And getting into break, you've been through this a while. Coach Cassett has two, as you both try to find the right mix of family time, let them enjoy it, rest, get back in the gym and improve and find the right mixture of the break. As how do you handle that? And is it kind of same routine, or do you switch it up based on the year?
Yeah, I think it just kind of depends on the calendar year and how Christmas falls and where our break starts. But typically we like to try to give our guys a little bit of time off right around Christmas. This year it happened to be 5 days that we went without a practice, and then, kind of got back to it. We had a scrimmage this past Saturday we were at Cascade with Cascade, Hudson, and MFL. So we knew we were going to face really good competition and test ourselves coming out of break like that. Fundamental focus is typically what we have coming out of break, almost like the first few days of practice, getting your legs back under you, getting back in the gym and finding your shot. And then that test on Saturday was really, really good for us. And we played extremely well on Saturday, which was nice to see with, our guys. Like I said, we with McShane and Hager in the post, and then Toby Grimm running the show, those three seniors are just have really springboarded off of the performance in that North Lynn game. And then, from that Springville game, springboarded forward, and we've really put it together here over break, and I'm just really happy with where we're at.
And last night started off on a positive note. Keep that momentum going with a 25-point win at home in Delhi over Central City, 59-34. Talk about how that game went down.
Yeah, Central City's they weren't healthy heading into break. They got one of their guards back. That's a junior, a really nice player, and I thought he definitely gave them quite a bit of a bounce last night. So, we came out. I think we got up to 11-0 right away. Played some 1-3-1 and trapped out of it. And they stormed back. I think they cut our lead to 4, and then we were able to build our lead to 12 at halftime. And then I think the margin ended up being 25. But both again, Hager and McShane had 20 apiece. I think Lance got his fifth, maybe even sixth double double of the year. Mm. So again, with our seniors playing the way that they're playing and just continuing to gain confidence, we're right where we want to be. We're going to have another test on Friday against Lisbon. We'll get a chance to see them live tomorrow against Regina. Coach Cassidy and I are going to go down and scout and see, but they're long, they're athletic. They play well together. They shoot it well. So it'll be another nice test for us to go on the road and see what we're made of.
Indeed. All right. Best of luck with the Lions on Friday night. We'll talk to you next week to recap and review. Thanks for your time. As always, have a good weekend.
Yep, you too. Thanks, Wish.
Absolutely. Eric Conner, head coach of the Maquoketa Valley Boys basketball team here on the program at 6:52. Coach Monk of the Wildcat girls basketball team coming up next, and then we'll continue on. More coaches to get to before we wrap it up on our first Wednesday night of the new year on the KMC Sports Zone right here on Mix 94.7 KMCH.
This is John from Georgian Auto in Manchester. Commitment is a key ingredient to any successful team. Our team shows that commitment every day with digital inspections, loaner cars, stress-free financing, and 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty. Committed to you and your vehicle. Georgian Auto in Manchester.
Mace Construction, serving Delaware County and surrounding areas, specializes in ag shops, machine sheds, chouses, new residential construction, and remodels. Give Andy a call today at 563-451-6971. Mace Construction, construction you can count on.
Without school bus drivers, this game wouldn't be possible. Invest in yourself and our athletes by getting your CDL license with Gold Line CDL Training in Delhi. With Class A, Class B, and school bus sessions, you could be changing gears, not just careers. Gold Line CDL.
Mix 94.7 KMCH.
Continuing on the KMCH Sports Zone on a Wednesday night, John Swisher back with you. We turn our attention to Maquoketa Valley girls basketball now, and head coach Scott Monk, as the Wildcats are 6-4 overall, 5-3 in the Tri-Rivers Conference. As last game before the break, 79-52 against North Lynn and Delhi, which we covered there on that Tuesday night. As coach, we go back to that one first before we talk about the break and last night, as that loss to Maquoketa Valley, continuing to learn things about your team and continuing to get better, the name of the game. And it was that way that night against North Lynn, a very good team, a very good program, and just too many mistakes against them that night to give yourselves a good chance.
Yeah, we just, we turned the ball over too much. After the first quarter and a half, to be honest with you, we played pretty even. I mean, we still scored 52 points. You can't turn the ball over to them where they can get run out layups, and you hope to catch them on a night where they're not shooting the basketball particularly well, and they actually shot it really well that night.
Indeed.
And you expect that from a team like that that's, ranked number one for a reason. But we still feel like we can compete with those teams. We just got to improve on the things that, that we need to improve on. And one of them is, we got to value the ball better.
Indeed.
But I was really proud of our kids' effort. And, they kept playing. They kept digging in. We got better as the game went on. We made some adjustments. The kids bought into them, and they did them. And, like I said, after about 4 or 3.5 minutes to go into the second quarter on, it was a pretty even game.
And talk about the break, how you used it. You've been doing this a long time now. Do you stay with kind of the same routine, or is it just go year by year? How do you approach the holiday break?
We've got a routine. You know, it all depends on when Christmas and the New Year lands on, too. You know what I mean? That has a lot to do with your practice schedule and other teams. You know, we gave the kids an extra day off this year, and then we brought them in on Saturday and had a scrimmage with Marianne Dyersville. That went really well. You know, it was really good for us to play some different teams and you get to coach them and stop the game a little bit and do some different things. And I thought the kids really adjusted well. We really hammered on some fundamental things that we need to get better at. And I thought overall our break went really well.
Fantastic. Coming back last night, first game of the new year at home, hosting Central City and taking down the Wildcats 56-49. Talk about how this game went.
It was an interesting game, to say the least. Yeah. It's a game that, we got off to a good start. We got up 10 or 12, and then they would cut it to 5, and then we got up 15 or 16, and they would cut it to 5 again, and then we get up 13 or 14, and We just need to be more consistently good. We look really, really good at times, and then there's times where we look really, really bad. We just got to eliminate those times where we look really bad, you know. And we didn't shoot the ball particularly well, but we did a lot of good things, you know. We got the ball inside. Our big kids are doing a good job finishing inside. Bianca took a lot of great shots last night. Haley took a lot of great shots last night and finished. And we got a lot of deflections and got out with some steals. We just didn't capitalize on it as much as we needed to. And Central City's improved. They got some nice young kids. They got a couple more kids come out that played last year that really helped them. And, they're a good team, and they've won some games, and they're going to beat some teams this year. So, it's a work in progress. And like we told our kids, We're for the rest of the season, we're playing these next 11 games to prepare for our tournament run. That's what we're going to do. You know, where we need to win 3 or 4 games to get to the state tournament. And we're capable. Like we've got all the tools in the toolbox, we tell them. We got decent size. We got kids who can shoot it. We got kids who can handle it. We just got to figure out ways to put it all together.
And the TRC run continues on Friday night. You'll hit the road down to Lisbon to take on the Lions, a team that comes in 4-7 on the year.
Yeah, they're improved. They get after it. They play really, really hard. And, there's really not a night off in our conference. Our conference, top to bottom's really tough this year. You know, with East Buck and Echo and Albernette, Central City and Springville, in years past where there's 3 or 4 games where you just got kind of a night off, there's not that anymore. More kids are playing, coaches are putting more time into it. And it's competitive, which is good. It makes our kids, they gotta be prepared. You go through a long day of school, you gotta make sure you're caught up on your books, and then you gotta go compete in the game for 2 or 3 hours. So it's good for us. We're still young, and we only got one senior, and she's a real important one, obviously. But the more we play, the better I think we'll get. It's like we kind of like last year.
Indeed. All right. Good luck on Friday night. We'll talk to you next week to recap and preview. Have a great weekend. Thanks for your time, as always, Coach.
You too. Thanks, Chris.
You betcha. Scott Bunk, head coach of the Maquoketa Valley Girls basketball program, here on the show as we move along. More coaches to get to on a Wednesday night right here from KMCH Sports.
Sight and good vision is very easy to take for granted until it is taken away. Advanced Eye Care Associates of Eastern Iowa is here to help you.
Advanced Eye Care Associates, where the health of your eyes is their primary focus. Locations in Manchester and Vinton.
This is Dr. Tim Collier from Dental Associates of Manchester. We take pride in the environment we provide our patients with a caring attitude and unsurpassed comfort. For the kind, compassionate, and competent dental care you deserve, call us at 927-GRIN. Dental Associates of Manchester, creating healthy smiles for life.
Newhouse Construction and Concrete is proud to support all our area athletes. Give Phil a call at 927-5178 for your commercial, ag, or residential projects, or visit newhouseconstruction.com. Newhouse Construction and Concrete turns design into reality.
Eastern Iowa's variety station, Mix 94.7, KMCH.
And welcome back in 701 now here on Mix 94.7 KMCH. KMCH Sports Zone, first edition of the new year. John Swisher back with you as getting to our final few coaches on this Wednesday night. We turn our attention to Cascade boys basketball now and head coach Nate McMullen as the Cougars are 5-2 overall, 5-1 in the River Valley Conference. Since we last talked, coach, that close loss to Monticello, 61-57, beating Comanche. Another close loss to Buke Hempstead, and then able to beat Beckman Catholic by 48 to round out the year. Talk about the player team in those last few games since we last talked.
Yeah, you know, going into Christmas break, it's, you're always trying to figure out, you know, who your guys are kind of going in and what the game plan is moving forward. You know, Monticello is a really good team, well coached. You know, Tim and Todd do a great job of it, and their entire staff. And, you know, to eventually come out and see that they're ranked number 3 in the state, we're tied with them with, oh, I think 50 seconds left or something. So it's, we're still young. You know, we have one senior on the team. We got a bunch of juniors and a bunch of sophomores. So it's always games like those that are going to propel you for the postseason runs that you take. You know, the Comanche game, we go down. We're down at half. And we come out and we have a great second half. We play really well defensively in that game in the second half. And just, you know, it's kind of that next man up mentality and things like that, where it propelled us to eventually being a 14-point win for us. And, you know, knocking free throws down the stretch there really helped us moving forward in that game. And then we turn around, we go and play Hempstead, and up 20-4 at the end of one. But, you know, playing a bigger school and things like that, like I said, it helps you for your postseason run. And they became physical for us, and we just have to learn how to handle games where it becomes physical and we can't really shy away from it. And then, you know, we saw that the next night against Dyersville-Beckman, coming out 48-27 on that. And that's what Beckman was. They're extremely physical, and we were able to handle that physicality because we learned from it the night before. And Beckman's well coached. I got a lot of respect for Mike, and he does a great job with his kids. And we were just our defense that night. I think we held them to 8 points there in the fourth quarter, and it was good going into break to see where we're at, and going into break getting better.
Indeed. And then that break, how do you handle it in your third year now, I believe? Do you see it with the same routine, or just depend on how the holidays fall? How do you handle this break for your kids? How much time do you give them off? And, of course, you want to have family time, but you got to get back and try to improve and work on things to start the second half of the year.
Yeah, and, you know, that's the biggest thing, is trying to figure out, you know, where Christmas falls or where the holidays fall and all that stuff. We practiced the 2 days after Beckman, gave them the Friday off, so they had Friday, Saturday, Sunday off, and then we went right back to getting better, you know, really fine-tuning details and continuing to compete hard. That's the biggest thing in practice. And then we actually hosted a scrimmage on the Saturday after Christmas, where Hudson came in. Hudson's number 4 in 2A, MFL Marmac, and the Maquoketa Valley as well. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Maquoketa Valley is well-coached, and MFL is as well. And Maquoketa Valley played Northland very tough, and that's really good for us. And each team kind of ran their different stuff and things like that. So it's good for us to see that within that scrimmage. But, you know, we didn't play last night, so we had a couple extra days where we, again, continue to grind stuff out. And but we're ready to go. We are at West Branch tomorrow night, and they have a really, really good guard in Holden Arteman, and they got a really good big in the Trepanar kid. And see where we're at after a long Christmas break.
Getting ready for the Bears. A different schedule here, coming back on Thursday, and then nothing until next week, and then you'll have Monday, Tuesday, and Friday. So it just depends on where the games fall here in the schedule. Just got to be ready and continuing to improve and get ready for teams, the name of the game here, and hopefully Mother Nature doesn't impact the schedule too much next week with that impending storm possible. But you just got to go with the flow, and these kids know you just got to deal with the adversity sometimes and be ready for it.
Yeah, you know, coming out of break, we go three away games right away. And, you know, we go Thursday, Monday, Tuesday. You know, Bellevue plays extremely fast. So it's kind of that next man up mentality. You know, Will Keeney played really, really well for us against Hempstead. And Trenton Topping came out and drilled some big threes for us against Darzo Beckman. And, you know, that's the best part is we can be extremely deep if we need to. And, you know, with playing 10 games in January, that's kind of how it happens, and guys get their shots, and they got to be able to be ready and understand what we're looking for and see where we're at after January.
Indeed. All right, best of luck in your games coming up. We'll talk again next week. Thanks for your time, as always, Coach.
Yep, thanks, Swish. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Nate McMullen, head coach of the Cascade Cougar Boys, here on the program at 7:07 here on this Wednesday night as we continue along after this right here from KMCH Sports.
Whether planning to remodel or building a new home, let S&R Construction take care of you. S&R Construction is the expert in home improvement projects, gutters, siding, garages, remodeling, new home construction, and more. Call or text Steve Petlin today at 319-361-0638 for a free quote.
Biofield is your headquarters for all your seed, chemical, and fertilizer needs. They have professional service and quality products needed to bring the best crop to market. Biofield, providing growth opportunity for 18 locations across northern Iowa and southern Minnesota.
Delhi Landing in downtown Delhi. Enjoy our homemade pizzas, wings, cold drinks, and every Saturday night serving prime rib dinners. Delhi Landing proudly supports all area athletes and coaches.
Citizens State Bank is your locally owned, community-minded, and customer-oriented bank here to serve you. Choose one of their seven convenient locations in Winthrop, Monticello, Manchester, Ryan, Strawberry Point, Hopkinton, and New Vienna. Citizens State Bank, community banking with people you know. Member FDIC.
This is James Halverson, service manager at Victory Ford in Dyersville. Our service and parts team is dedicated to keeping your car in tip-top shape, and our sales department makes buying a car easy and hassle-free. Stop out to Victory Ford in Dyersville or online at victoryfordonline.com.
Eastern Iowa's variety station, Mix 94.7 KMCH.
Now here on a Wednesday night, John Swisher along with you back into the KMCH Sports Zone as the head coach of the Edco boys basketball team, Justin Olin, joins me now. As coach, we talk about how your team finished out the first half of the year heading into this new year of 2024. As talk about how things have been going in the last couple weeks.
Yeah, I've been really happy with how we've been advancing into just playing better together, getting more of a groove together. Our defensive end of the floor has really been shaping around well. We've been doing a nice job of giving ourselves opportunities to win games on the defensive end. And, you know, our offensive end is getting much better. We just haven't quite been able to tip that scale all the way to that win column a few times where we've had some chances, but we've also, you know, done a nice job of closing out a couple games too. So I mean, I'm seeing a lot of growth out of these guys. You know, we play some young guys, and you know, we don't have a whole lot of seniors, so our, you know, we're still learning a lot, but I really like the effort that the guys come with. You know, tonight I thought we had one of the best practices we've had all year, and that was coming off of kind of a heartbreaker down in Springville where we had lots of chances. We just didn't cash in on the opportunity. So I really like where we're headed. I like this group, how we're starting to come together and starting to gel and put everything together.
Edco head boys coach Justin Olin joining me, 2-10 overall, 1-6 in the conference. As you got that win over Starmont 58-47, then fell to Beckman Catholic 74-32, and then last night starting up the new year 56-47 against Springville. So hanging around, just not able to get the Orioles on the road. And talk about some of those differences in that game, a part of the process here as your boys continue to learn and grow.
Yeah, we, you know, there was a couple times where we did an outstanding job of putting them into bad positions that we capitalized on. And did a nice job. The game was back and forth the whole entire way, which and we knew it was going to be a close one, especially down there. They do a nice job. The environment's cool. It's fun to play down there. And it's always a tough gym to scrape wins together, no matter what either, you know, if one team's better than the other one, it always seems like it's just always a dogfight when you go down there. And we battled from start to finish, just had some errors at some crucial points that ended up giving them the kind of those chances that they capitalized on, and we missed out on some opportunities, and they ended up, you know, having a foul at the end and made the free throws and just kind of pulled it out on us. But you know, we're starting to give ourselves opportunities to win games, and we gotta figure out how to finish them at the end. You know, final 3 minutes is what we're kind of going to have to really focus on and work on here to be sharper at and better at and finish some of these the next time we get that chance.
Indeed, as to say it doesn't get any easier would be a huge understatement. As you know, I'm going to say Bellevue Marquette coming in 10-0, have to be ready for the Mohawks as you get to host them on when's this? Not till you don't play again until Tuesday. Huh? I had to look at that date. That's an odd type schedule there. So nothing later this week, but so you get a week to prepare for the Mohawks and host Bellevue Marquette on Tuesday. I know you know some about them. You've seen some film probably already. What makes them so good?
They just play fast across the board. They play together. There's not one or two guys you can just focus on stopping. They do a nice job of playing team offense, team defense. So, I mean, you got to really prepare your group to be ready to answer the bell as a group to compete against their team with your team. And, you know, they don't allow you any time to breathe. You got to be ready to play 32 minutes of high-octane basketball with them. They're going to push the tempo for better or for worse. And you just got to be ready to play and answer the bell when the ball goes up and try to hang around and give yourself that chance to sneak one out against them. But they're good. And, you know, it's going to be fun to challenge my team after getting, you know, 4 days to kind of prep for them and stuff and see what we're made of and see what we can do with them.
Indeed. Bellevue Marquette coming to pump on Tuesday night at home. All right, best of luck as you get ready for that one. We'll talk to you next week, see how it went, and preview for Al Burnett as well. Thanks for your time as always, Coach. Have a great rest of your week.
Hey, thanks, Swish. Appreciate getting to talk to you.
You betcha. Justin Olin, head coach of the Edco boys basketball program here on the show as we move forward. A couple more coaches to get to, 7:14 on a Wednesday night right here on Mix 94.7 KMCH.
No one can win a game by themselves. At F&M Bank, our team works together to achieve the ultimate goal, exceeding client expectations. F&M Bank is a proud supporter of all local sports teams. F&M Bank, the right choice in Manchester, Cedar Rapids, Anamosa, and Monticello. Member FDIC.
It's no secret that people come to Fairway in Manchester for their famous meats, but as you dash back to the counter to pick up your USDA Choice ribeyes, don't be surprised if you find yourself lingering among the delicious fruits and vegetables in the produce department. Shop Fairway in Manchester for low prices and all your grocery needs.
This is Jamie Vasky, the football voice of the West Delaware Hawks, and I've had the chance to review the Good Neighbor Society's playbook, and I got to tell you, they are friends in your neighborhood. So if you need help getting back into the game, contact the Good Neighbor Society Rehab to Home Team.
Jay's Auto in Manchester has quality pre-owned vehicles, great financing options, a full-service department, body shop, and detail department. See their full line of vehicles online at jayautosales.com. That's Jay's Auto. Customer satisfaction, their number one priority. Jay's Auto!
At GNB Bank in Manchester, our team's mission is to build relationships to help achieve financial dreams. We're proud to invest in our communities and are passionate about providing great service, sound advice, and convenient solutions to expand your financial horizons. GNB Bank, member FDIC.
Leonard Muller Funeral Home and Crematory wishes all the best to the athletes and appreciates their hard work and scholastic efforts throughout the year. For personal, caring service, Leonard Muller Funeral Home and Crematory in Manchester, Edgewood, and Strawberry Point.
Eastern Iowa's Variety Station, Mix 94.7, KMCH.
KMC Sports Zone rolls on Wednesday night, first time of the new year. John Swisher back with you. As we turn our attention to Beckman Catholic boys basketball, as the Blazers 4-6, 2-1 in non-conference play after a win last night here in Manchester against the West Delaware Hawks. Coach, a few games to catch up on. We haven't talked in a few weeks here as you had that tough stretch of Maquoketa, Monticello, Cascade, right in the heart of the North Division of the River Valley Conference. And then with that win over Edco before heading into the break, talk about the play of your team there the last couple weeks of the 2023 campaign.
Going in, we knew that was going to be the hardest stretch the first part of the year. Sandwiched on top of some other hard games, Northland, West Branch, and Wilton, quite a bit better than people thought they would be. We knew that, we're not going to have the experience per se as the teams that are favored to win the conference, your Cascades, your Maquoketas, and Monticello. And, we just needed to realize how to compete with teams like that. All those teams are solid. All those teams don't make a lot of mistakes. And if you make mistakes, you're going to lose the game against them. And, the first time we played Maquoketa didn't go our way. We made plenty of mistakes, gave them a ton of runouts, and that's just not something you can do. And I was proud of the efforts we put together against Monticello and Cascade. Both games, people would probably say were closer than what the final score looked like, especially that Monticello game. We had the gym packed with all the young Blazers and state championship baseball team. James Hall was there, and we put ourselves in a great position early. But it was one of those games when you go in at halftime and, they've got more season, they got more talent, they got that guy down below right now this part of the season that's really tough to stop. We said we should have the lead by 6-8 points. We got every hustle play. We got wide open shots. We just couldn't connect. I just thought our guys maybe put a little bit too much on, hey, this wide open 3-point shot. It's really only worth 3 boys. It's not worth 6 points or 8 points, and it's not going to knock Monticello out of the game this early. So we just needed to be a little bit more focused on those details in the second half. They kind of wore on us, and we just couldn't quite get the ball in the hole. Same as Cascade. Those are 5- and 4-point games at half, giving ourselves a chance to win. And similar what ended up being last night, we're just a little sluggish calling out of halftime. So something as a team we have to address, talking about today and the future, and saying we got to be a better second half of the game team. We do a great job executing the game plan for 16 minutes, but you got to start doing it for 32 if you want to get on the winning side of this type of conference.
Indeed, and you talked about that start up by three at the end of the first quarter and then build a 7-point lead and had it around there. This was kind of a back-and-forth game for a couple quarters. You're able to maintain that lead, and then West Delaware made a charge on you. Your team was able to respond and get that 1-point win last night here at Seedorf.
Yeah, I told the guys even before the game, you want to phrase it the right way when you say, they're a quote-unquote desperate team, but go all season and work as hard as Drake's making these guys work. And then to come out and not be able to get a win in the first half, again, playing really good teams, not like they're not, just like us, it's tough and it's going to wear on you. But when you got that 2 weeks to stay hungry to realize, hey, it's a new season for me coming against us that doesn't have experience like them. We don't have a ton of guys back that have played a lot, so we're learning as well. And I told them, they're going to get desperate. We did exactly what we talked about before the game to build the lead. They right away scored 5 points to start the second half, and we kind of let our guard down just a little bit, and that's going to happen in high school sports sometimes, and it's learning how to get over it. As a coach, you can get upset, but at the end of the day, we were able to come out and grind out that win. We got down in the fourth quarter a little bit, did come back, and so unfortunately, It didn't go the way it did. We wanted it to all the way through the game, but fortunately enough, you're able to come out with the win, and those late-game situations are invaluable. You know, I told the guys, we competed with good teams for a half in the first half, but we haven't put ourselves in situations to learn what it takes to win a basketball game when push comes to shove. And so we just need to keep giving ourselves opportunities in the fourth quarter. Like I said, we need to be a little bit better in certain stretches in the middle of the game. Everybody gets desperate in the fourth, but have you done enough before that to put the game in your favor on the time and score ladder?
I was impressed with Max Oberbrockling early on. That was a focus part of going inside, and he was able to get himself to the free throw line. He had 11 points. One of your two players with double digits last night. Drew Thier had 14, so a good start by Oberbrockling and company last night to get that offense going.
Yeah, a couple seniors that have a ton of experience for us. We've been trying to have them take the reins more and not just put everything on Eli, the other senior out there, to create every single thing out there to make us a little bit more multidimensional on the offensive end. And we've had a lot of conversations with Max saying, you've been on varsity for 4 years, you've started the last two, we can't be having you have games where you only shoot five times and look for your shot that many times. So same thing with Drew, being a little bit more multidimensional. He is a three-level scorer, despite what people might have on their scouting reports. It's just getting them to trust that talent now that we've got him in the gym. You know, a couple months, kid's a great baseball player, so it's tough in the summer to get him where we need to be as a team. And so he caught up in the fall, and it's starting to come to fruition. And he's a kid, I told him when he was a freshman, I saw that he had similar talents to some of our great guys, so I knew eventually it'd come around. And it's awesome that he's really, really good at those other sports as well, and that he's able to come out and contribute and show that maybe Coach Mike did know what he was talking about.
You used your break to try to get better. You threw a scrimmage in there, hosted one with CPU and Bellevue Marquette last Saturday. Talk about how you think that helped your team getting into this new year now.
You were excited to host two teams. You know, Stormy, the Bellevue Marquette coach, obviously has got a great team this year, 7-8 guys that truly love the game of basketball. So they're going to be in it right to the end of the year, playing everybody tough. Regardless of how far they go, they're a state tournament quality team, if not a semifinalist or better. But we wanted to play a really good team like them. They're going to press. They're going to get in you. They're going to do different things. They're going to provide challenges just like we were going to see in our conference. So there was no difference there. And he had wanted to play some teams that were going to really guard them hard. And, you know, CPU, similar to West Delaware, maybe hasn't won a game, but they showed up to the scrimmage and played it like it was a game. They played both of us tough, ran their stuff, executed where they wanted to go. You know, some teams, even my own guys at times, like, oh, it's just a scrimmage, what's it matter? And so I was really impressed with them. They're going to knock some teams off the second half just because they continue to get better with how hard they play, with how hard they practice. So I think both of us and Bellevue Marquette got something really strong out of it, and that's what's hard to emulate in practice. You know, you're only dealing with what we have at our school. Mm-hmm. You're not facing that high-intensity pressure that the other teams are going to put on you when they put their best five athletes out there. And that's what we wanted to see, because that's something we got to get a lot better at. And it showed in the Monty, Cascade, Maquoketa game. We just didn't put the ball in the hole enough against good defenses. And if we're going to want to take pace and, you know, maybe knock off one of those top teams, we're going to have to find a way to do it.
Indeed, as your two-game week here after the holiday break, Al Burnett on Thursday, another non-conference game with the Pirates, a series you've had for the last few years with Coach Christofferson and company, as you'll travel there on Thursday.
Yeah, really, really good ball club. I know they have a few losses, and they've lost to some of the local teams, but looking at them on film, sometimes you're confused on how they did, because they're that talented if they want to be, and so we're going to have our hands full. It's going to be no different than playing a team on the RVC North.
Indeed. All right, best of luck Thursday night. We'll talk to you next week to recap and preview. Have a good week. Thanks for your time, as always.
Thanks, John.
You betcha. Michael Maloney, head coach of the Beckman Catholic boys basketball team. As we continue along, more coaches to get to on the KMC Sports Zone right here from KMC Sports.
The Eastern Iowa Shopping News and the Dyersville Commercial recognize the hard work and dedication of all area athletes. Check out the weekly sports section in the commercial for scores and information. The Eastern Iowa Shopping News and Dyersville Commercial, supporting your communities.
Price Electric and your local electrician, Mark Becker, handle electrical projects big or small. Repair, maintenance, upgrades, installations, and more. Call Mark Becker of Price Electric at 563-920-3121.
Stanley Black & Decker and Paladin Attachments, with locations in Delhi and Manchester, is a proud supporter of all the area athletes and coaches. From Stanley Black & Decker and Paladin Attachments.
This is Bill from Gateway Appliance. From laundry sets to kitchen appliances, we put the home field advantage in your home, making your athlete ready for the big game. Gateway Appliance, your exclusive KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, and Amana dealer in the Big Blue Building on West Main in Manchester.
This is Elena from 5K Sports & More. Need a new t-shirt, some ball equipment, or fishing tackle? We've got you covered. Did you know we also do custom embroidery and screen printing? Come check us out on the east end of Manchester. 5K Sports & More, where there are no strangers, just friends we haven't met yet.
Eastern Iowa's variety station. Mix 94.7 KMCH.
West Delaware head coach Drake Stirring joins us here after his team falls by one tonight, 50-49 in this one. It was a tough back and forth, five ties, seven lead change game here tonight. Your team battled, unfortunately, just not enough in the end.
Yeah, I mean, you said it pretty well there. Really hard fought game, always is between us and Beckman. You know, Coach Maloney does a great job over there with those guys. And I thought that we came out and we played. First quarter was rough. I'll just be like, it was rough. And then all of a sudden, you know, we knew that they were going to pressure, but they pressured a lot. And we made some adjustments, and I thought our guys really handled it well. I mean, they put themselves in a spot to be in this game late, and that's really all you can ask for. A couple shots go in, a couple shots don't go in. You know, we walk out of here with a win instead of a loss. But still areas to work on. You know, had a seven turnover stretch there in the third quarter. I don't know if they were all back-to-back-to-back, but we still had seven in that third quarter. But nonetheless, we were in a spot to put ourselves in a winning situation.
You talked about the tough first quarter, but I went through some foul adversity there. You had Keegan and Seth with four fouls right away before you could even blink, and that's the type of thing, the learning experience there of being able to handle that situation and make adjustments with what the officials are calling. It's tough sometimes, but you just got to do what you got to do, and that's part of the learning process at the varsity level.
Absolutely. And, you know, we've got a lot of young guys. Like, over half of our team did not play varsity minutes last year. Mm-hmm. Griffin and Seth were the only two, or sorry, Griffin and Conrad were the only two who saw significant minutes. So it's just a really big adjustment for some of us. You know, the pace of the game is quicker. The athletes are better. You know, you can't get away with some of the stuff that you get away with at the sophomore level. So it's just retraining ourselves and learning, hey, how to adapt. How can I limit, you know, bad fouls, like 95 feet away from the rim or stuff like that. So we're headed in the right direction, and that's all. I mean, yeah, I would have loved to have won, but I feel better tonight than I have after any other loss we've had so far, and it's just because we're in a good spot moving forward, and we're putting ourselves in spots where we have opportunities to win games.
Well, defensive pressure tonight, that's at halftime. You know, I don't know what you talked about at halftime, but you got their attention defensively, in my opinion, because in the second half, they came out fired up, played some great defense, didn't give them a lot of the easy looks that they had. That second quarter, they had to kill you on the boards because they had two, three, four shots. Seemed like every time down court, you know, in a third quarter, fourth quarter, they didn't get those types of things. So he did a much better job of screening out and keeping them off the boards as much, much better defense. Good defense is going to lead to some wins.
Yeah, and I honestly thought it was just an effort level thing. You know, our energy came, I mean, we just talked about some adjustments we can make, but our energy level was high, and those guys just feed off of each other. I mean, as much as I'm sure they're sick of me yelling, so at times it's time for them to just take over the reins. And, you know, that the third quarter defensively I thought was great. And then even in the fourth quarter, put ourselves in a position to take a lead. And then, you know, like I said, we just missed a couple threes late. But the biggest thing at the end of the game there was we have not been in a situation like that this year. Mm-hmm. Like minute 45 left, wide open three. Do we take it? Do we not take it? Kind of a thing. So just we're learning. And that's all that matters right now. I mean, I know I'd love to win, but just got to get these kids in the right spot mentally, which I thought tonight was really good.
Definitely a good effort on the comeback here tonight, falling just short 50-49. Now you put this behind you, trying to learn from it, and back at home for two more games this week with Clear Creek Amana coming in on Friday night, and then a pretty good Monticello team coming in on Saturday afternoon. So two more home games lit yet this week.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, I think pretty good is an understatement. With
I was
that
being a little sarcastic. Thank you for noticing.
They're very skilled. They're not very deep, but their top seven are just they're just good. They don't make mistakes. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we're looking forward to two more opportunities here in Seedorf this week. You know, Friday will be a good East-West conference game. So just continue to get better one step at a time.
Indeed. All right. See you down the road this week, and best of luck prepping for those games.
Thanks, guys.
You bet. Drake Skuring, the head coach of the West Delaware Hawks.
When it comes to financial planning, most financial companies focus on your income. At Northwestern Mutual, we focus on your outcome. It takes the right financial partner who cares as much about your future as you do, building a financial plan to meet your life's priorities and helping you achieve the financial security you're after. Focus on your financial outcome with Northwestern Mutual. Contact me, Mitch Payton, or Matt Schulte today. You and Northwestern Mutual, stronger together.
Experts agree that hospice care is most beneficial when patients elect to receive hospice for months rather than weeks or days. Call Care Initiatives Hospice in Manchester at 563-363-8000 for your needs today.
Community Savings Bank has a proven track record of innovative products, understanding clients' needs, and a high level of customer satisfaction. It's more than just saying together. Stop in and see them today. Community Savings Bank, living, working, and growing together. Member FDIC.
Every good athlete recognizes the value of having a great coach. If you're buying or selling a home, make sure you team up with an experienced realtor to coach you through the process. I service the entire KMCH listening area. My office is located in Manchester, across from the hospital. Contact me, Teresa Turnus, from Keller Williams Realty, for all your real estate needs.
West Bend's Home and Highway Policy provides you with one policy, one bill, one deductible, and one agent, all with no hassle and a portion of your annual premium back in cash if you don't have a claim. To find out more, contact your local West Bend agent, Eric Smith, at Insure Iowa in Manchester at 927-2791.
Clayton Drug in Strawberry Point, Elkader, and Sumner. In addition to their wide variety of services, such as free medication delivery, they also offer integrative health consults, working together with you to create plans of action to achieve your desired health goals. Clayton Drug, inspiring changes to a happier, healthier you.
At Corcoran Furniture in Manchester, we have a great selection of Ashley Furniture along with Delaware County's largest Made in Iowa Restonic Sleep Gallery. We offer free delivery, setup, and zero interest financing for 6 months with approved credit. Check us out on our website at CorcoranFurnitureManchester.com.
Mix 94.7 KMCH.
As we wind down the KMCH Sports Zone here on this Wednesday night, Edco girls coach Steve Putz joins me now. As the Vikings are 9-3, 6-2 in Tri-Rivers Conference play. And since we last talked, Coach, a heck of a stretch for your team with those six wins in a row after that North Lynn game. You win and beat Central City 70-38, East Buck 63-57, defeated Clayton Ridge 52-17, got past Mack Valley 47-44, and then wins over Central Cater and Starmont in that final week before the holiday break, 58-48 over the Warriors and 63-13 over the Stars. So a tremendous run there to wrap up the first half of this season by your ladies by just playing good basketball and finding a way to get it done. And a couple impressive victories in there, of course, with East Buchanan and Maquoketa Valley.
Yeah, no, exactly. I mean, couldn't ask for, you know, like I said, having that tough matchup with North Lynn there and the girls, you know, not letting that affect the team that we are and responding back well by, like you said, running out the end of the year there to go to before Christmas break with six wins in a row. And then a lot of those games, it was that stretch too. We had games Thursday, Friday, and then Monday, Tuesday to add on top of it. So, I mean, for the girls to prepare and get ready for teams, you know, they did a really nice job of doing what we needed and doing what I was asked of them. And like you said, had two nice wins there going on the road to East Buchanan. Had a hard-fought game there, and being able to pull out the win there is always tough to do against a team that was ranked at one time. And then turn around and then having Mack Valley at home, and never knew that was be a, you know, a battle all night long, which it was, and we were able to pull a nice win out of that one also.
As the folks at the Union taking notice, giving yourself ranking heading into the last couple of weeks and then starting the new half of the year. First, we talk about the break. How do you handle the break? How much time do you give the girls off to spend with family, but then get back in the gym and get going? And any scrimmages did you take part in over the break?
Yeah, no, we did give them some time off. We gave them, like, you know, their, you know, 4 or 5 days off even after break there, you know, give them a day day of that Friday of the week and then coming back that following Wednesday just because of the fact of, you know, with us having that run of, you know, Thursday, Friday, Monday, Tuesday games. I mean, it was kind of perfect timing for this break. Girls were kind of just needed a little break there to kind of regroup and get rested up a little bit. Had a couple ankle injuries on the way there through all that, and nothing major, but just enough to, you know, kind of give us fits a little bit. So it was nice to have that to kind of, those two girls have recovered since then, now coming into the second half of the season and just working on, you know, working on getting shots up and just getting better at shooting the basketball and being more consistent with that, and just kind of did some of the small detail stuff, just kind of fine-tuning the offense and defense stuff, and just working on stuff that we need to do to get better.
And then last night to start the new half of the year, you couldn't have scripted a better start, up 17-2 to Springville on the road inside Makovic Gymnasium, and unfortunately fell 44-39. Sometimes you just can't explain things in this sport. Springville able to get on fire a little bit, hit some threes, and you know how important that can be. And for whatever reason, they were able to go on and get the win by five. So a tough one to start the new half of the year for your girls last night on the road.
Yeah, no, exactly. Like I said, going in there with our game plan, we felt like we had a good plan going into it. And obviously, it looked like things were going our way and it was working really well. Like you said, going up 17-2, you couldn't ask for a better start, you know, holding them to just 2 points that first quarter and then still managing to have a 10-point lead at halftime. But that second half, we just, I don't know. It just, like you said, shots weren't quite falling for us. And they, you know, hit, you know, three threes there in a row. And then all of a sudden, you know, that catches you up pretty quick when you're, and then before you know it, it's a tight game there late in the fourth quarter. And they hit one more big shot, and we had to come down to match it. And we just, you know, had an untimely turnover at the end of the game there and have to foul and put them in the free throw line to just come up with a little bit short there.
So definitely learning experiences to take away from that. Now you have a week to get ready for your next opponent. A little funky schedule here after the week, the holiday break. Now you get a week off before your next game with Bellevue Marquette coming up next Tuesday, and then you'll go Tuesday, Friday back to normal routine next week here.
Yeah, nope, it would be. Like I said, that's kind of why, you know, going into it, knowing we only had the one game, you know, we focus a lot on that, knowing we had a week to prepare for Bellevue Marquette, you know, so we'll work on the week of keep continuing on fixing those things that we need to work on after last night's game and try to improve on those things to get things figured out. And, you know, going back into it, you know, they, you know, Bellevue Marquette, you know, you never know with them. They have a girl that can shoot the ball well from the outside, and they have one of the leading rebounders in the state on their team. So we're going to have to keep her off the boards, and it's going to be another physical game for us next week.
Indeed. All right. Good luck getting ready for that one. We'll talk next week. Thanks for your time, as always. Have a good rest of this week, Coach.
All right. Yep. Thanks, Swish.
You bet. Steve Foots, head coach of the Edco Viking girls basketball squad, as we wrap up the program here on Mix 94.7 KMCH. I'll come back to do that next right here on Eastern Iowa Sports Station, Mix 94.7 KMCH.
The Edgewood Reminder is proud to support all the area teams in athletic action and appreciates their efforts in the classroom and during sports. Check out all the sports photos in each week's issue of the Edgewood Reminder.
CMA Welding is the area's premier welding and fabrication specialist, serving Dyersville, Farley, Piasta, Epworth, and the surrounding areas. They specialize in TIG and MIG welding, custom railing, and repairs. Give them a call today.
Turn to the professionals at Leckie Building Service in Manchester for commercial building and remodeling, home remodeling, and new home construction. Call the experts at Leckie Building Service in Manchester, 563-927-5677.
Delhi Lumber has products for every home and every budget. Delhi Lumber carries Midland Doors, which are one of the best values around. See Midland Doors today or call Delhi Lumber at 563-922-2404 for more information. Your Midland overhead door dealer, Delhi Lumber. Big town quality, small town service.
Just like a great coach, State Farm agents like me, Julie Smith, can help you develop a game plan for your insurance needs. Whether it's car, home, life, health, or business insurance, I can dig into the playbook and help you find the affordable coverage you need. For all your insurance needs, call on a winning team, the Julie Smith State Farm Agency in Manchester.
Are you an athlete or physically active in your free time? Even active people can have muscle tightness and joint pain or even experience the occasional injury. Regional Medical Center physical therapy treatment and prescribed exercises can help you recover faster, reduce injury, and build strength and stability. Regional Medical Center, excellence in healthcare, close to home.
Hello, this is Fred Smock from Dunlap Motors in Independence. We are proud to support local school programs. So if you are looking for a new Chevy or certified used car or truck, or just want to stop and say hi, stop in. That's Dunlap Motors in downtown Independence.
Rockies Auto Body RV and Repair is the place for all your auto body, RV, and collision repair work. On-site service calls, free estimates, quick access to parts, and local delivery and pickup. Give Randy a call or stop in 4 miles south of Highway 20, just off Highway 13 in Manchester.
Wrapping up the first edition of the new year, KMCH Sports Zone. 7:41 now here at Mix 94.7 KMCH. Thanks to all the coaches and their time tonight, as always. Back at it next week. Bill Logan will join us with Bob Morris and Sue Morris, coaches for West Delaware Bowling, to recap the last little bit of their first half of the schedule and talk about what's coming up in the next few weeks, as we'll get all our normal coverage area basketball coaches and West Delaware wrestling coaches on as well. Coming up rest of this week here from KMCH Sports, coverage-wise, tomorrow night, West Delaware Wrestling returns, girls and boys, a double duel against Williamsburg and Shelsburg at Seedorf Gymnasium at West Delaware High School, starting around 6 o'clock. Jamie and Roger will have all the action for you. It will be on the air tomorrow night right here on Mix 94.7, KMCH.com, and the KMCH app, and also on the KMCH Sports video stream. That's West Delaware girls and boys wrestling tomorrow night. On Friday, we'll have West Delaware girls basketball. I'll be on the road down in Tiffin as the Hawks will take on number 2 in Class 4A Clear Creek Amana around 7:30. We'll get that one on for you. And on our website on Friday night, KMCH.com, and the KMCH Sports video stream, Bill Logan and Corey Coates will have coverage of the West Delaware boys contest here against Clear Creek Amana again around 7:30. On Saturday, Iowa men's basketball, starting at 10 a.m. with pregame. It's the Hawkeyes hosting Rutgers on alumni game as they bring back all the former players who are able to come back in men's basketball. The women's had theirs last Saturday. That'll be 10 a.m. pregame, 11 o'clock, the tip-off from Carver Hawkeye Arena on Saturday morning. We'll have West Delaware boys basketball Saturday afternoon against Monticello, a top five team in Class 2A boys basketball, as the Hawks welcome in the Panthers, as Bill Logan and I will have that coverage on the KMCH Sports video stream at KMCH.com on Saturday afternoon around 3:30. So that's sports the rest of the week here on Mix 94.7. At 7:43, we'll get you back into regular programming and great variety music after we take a look at the weather forecast. This has been the KMCH Sports Zone from KMCH Sports on a Wednesday night. Have yourselves a good and safe rest of your Wednesday night. John Swisher saying so long for now.